Our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy.
它在教会圣经第301页第六章。
You can find it in the church Bible, page 301.
Chapter 6. 隔壁的没有办法翻到，你帮忙他找一下。
You can help people, your people around you if they can't find their pages.
好，都翻到了，由我来念六章四到二十五节。
So I'll read it for you, chapter 6, verses 4-25.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有城邑，又大又美，非你所建造；有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的。还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓，不可随从别的神，也就是你们四围国民的神，因为在你们中间的耶和华你神是忌邪的神。唯恐耶和华你神的怒气向你发作，就把你从地上除灭。你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他，要留意遵守耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例。耶和华眼中看为正、看为善的，你都要遵行，使你可以享福，并可以进去得耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的那美地，照耶和华所说的，从你面前撵出你的一切仇敌。日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保全我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命，谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。我们接下来时间交给David 长老。
Now let's give the time to Elder David.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你今天早上可以让我们一起敬拜。
Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us the time this morning to worship together.
主啊，愿意我们从你话语得着能力。
Lord, may we gain strength from your words.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 今天我们会看两段经文。
Today we're going to read two passages together.
第一段就是我们刚才看《申命记》第六章的。
The first one was in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第二段也是《申命记》十一章，其实是差不多。
The second will be on the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy.
可以再挑一个。对。所以呢，两段经文都是在讲这个要爱主你的神，而且要教养孩子。
Both are talking about how to love the Lord your God and also how to teach your children. Chapter 11 says.
Okay. 大家知道我们其实有三个小孩。
So everybody knows that we have three children.
对，我跟翻译有三个小孩。
So myself and the translator, we together have three children.
那个不是每个，就是这个翻译。
那就是 any translator, but this particular one.
对，那我们就是常常会讲这个家庭从就是会讲怎样教养小孩的事情。
So oftentimes we talk about how to teach our children.
我们所以我们有三个，一个是十二岁Jacob, 另外一个是 Boaz, 十岁，然后Gabriel, 四岁。
So we have three children together, the Jacob 12 years old, Boaz 10, and Gabriel is 5 years old.
然后Epony 跟 Vincent 是我们的侄子跟侄女也来跟我们一起住。
Epony and Vincent are our niece and nephew, and they have come to stay with us.
然后美惠哥哥也是来跟我们一起住。他不在，这个是另外一个姐妹。
So my wife's brother also has moved to stay with us, but he's not in this picture. This other girl is a sister in the fellowship.
最近 Jacob 去了一个就是在外地的一个营。
So in the summer, my daughter Jacob has gone to a summer camp, which is not local.
对，他去了好几个礼拜。
She's been there for a few weeks.
每天只有五分钟跟我们讲话。
So every day she's only allowed 5 minutes to speak to her.
所以我们都很想她。
So we really miss her greatly.
就是作为父母，我们都会想着他们小时候是怎么样可爱呀、然后就是生出来怎么样子这样子。
So as parents, we often reflect on how they were like when they're little, how cute they are when they're first born.
但是当他离开一段时间的时候，我们就发现他真的长大了。
However, when the children has left the family, then the parents will start to realize that, well, they have really grown up.
我们其实跟他的时间不是很多。
We realize that the time that we have with her, the time left we have with her is not much.
其实跟几个小孩的时间都不是很多。
Actually, with all of your children, you don't really have much time with them.
那我们可以在这段时间之内为他们做一些什么呢？
What can we do within the time that we're with them?
我们可以留一些什么给他们呢？
What can we leave for them when they leave us?
我相信不单是这个钱财跟这个教育或者是什么习惯。
So I believe that it's not just how much money we leave them or their education we invested in them or even the habit that we help them to form.
这些都不是最重要的。
This is not the most important things.
最近在华尔街日报他有一个研究，他就发现这个中国人的说的富不过三代是对的。
So in the Wall Street Journal, there is a survey, as a research, that says that for Chinese, they actually said that the wealth does not last for more than 3 generations. It was really true.
他做了一个研究说就是家庭的财产到第二代的时候有 70% 的家庭都已经把它花光了。
The survey reveals that by the time that the family wealth transferred to the second generation, 70% of them are all gone.
到第三代的时候有90%都没有了。
Down to the third generation, about 90% of the wealth is gone.
所以圣经告诉我们其实最重要教养小孩是什么呢？
So what does the Bible teach us? What the most important things are to give to our children?
我们可以再跳。他说教养儿童，使他走当行的路，就是到老也不偏离。
He says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it.
所以作为父母，我们最重要的是去帮助小孩可以学习服从跟爱。
So as parents, our job is to teach our children so then they learn to obey and to love.
当他们年轻的时候，他们会服从跟爱我们。
When they are young, they will obey and love their parents.
而且慢慢长大的时候呢，他们就把这个服从跟爱从我们身上转移到上帝那里。
So when they grow up, they will transfer their obedience and love from their parents to God.
当他们学习去敬畏神、爱神、服从神的时候。
When they learn to fear God, to follow God, and to obey God,
那神就会带他们脚当行的路。
God will lead them to the way they should go.
那我们的责任就完成了。
And then the responsibility, the job as parents are done.
因为他们自己会选择脚当行的路
，because at that time they will be able to choose the way that they should go，
就是道路到老也不偏离
，and they will not turn from it even when they're in old age。
所以我们常常会问一些就是属灵长者
，I often ask spiritual leaders，
当就是他们的小孩都长大了以后，见到他们的小孩都是。很忠心服侍的，而且就是很爱主的。我都问他们，年轻的时候怎么去教养小孩
？So when I see those spiritual leaders, their children grow up to be God-loving and serving faithfully in God's family, I always ask them, "What did you do? What did you teach your children when they're little?"
我很特别的，就看到有一个很特别的一条线，就是很多。很多人都会说同样的一个事情。
Many spiritual leaders they always told me the same thing.
他至少三四个人说这个家庭崇拜很重要。
At least three or four couples told me that family worship is very important.
很多年我们都没有做这个事情。
So many years we did not do family worship in our family.
因为就是。做基督徒的在教会服事有很多别的事情做。
Because as Christians, we serve a lot in church.
然后在家里看圣经然后去教会有很多侍奉等等。
At home we do our own Bible study and we also serve a lot to brothers and sisters.
那所以这个家庭崇拜好像在这个优先次序里面呢就。降到最后一个。
So family worship becomes the lowest in priority.
应该做，但是没做。
Something we should be doing, but we don't do.
可能一半年做一次。
So maybe we have a family worship every half a year.
但是有一天我看完这个生命记六章跟十一章的时候呢。
One day after I read Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 11,
有看到Jacob 要离开我们一段很长的时间，我就说，我们还是开始家庭崇拜吧。
And I also realized that my daughter Jacob is going to leave us for a summer camp for a long time. And I said to our family, let's start family worship.
那我们想一下家庭崇拜的目标是什么？
So let's think about what the goals are for family worship.
但是想这个目标之前，我们先看一下《生命记》的背景。
Before we talk about the goals of family worship, let's think about the background for the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记是摩西写的。
The book of Deuteronomy is written by Moses.
摩西那个时候写的时候已经是一个很老的老人了。
When he wrote this book, he was already in a very advanced in age.
他八十岁的时候，神呼召他去带领以色列人离开埃及。
At the age of 80, he was called to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
经过很多波折以后，终于把以色列人带离开埃及，过了红海，然后就是去到旷野那里。
So after many obstacles, he finally brought the Israelites through the Red Sea out of Egypt.
但是经过许多的年日他们还没有进入迦南地。
However, after many years and days, they still have not gotten into the promised land.
那个时候神已经告诉摩西，你将不会是把以色列人带进去迦南地的那个人了。
At that time, God has already told Moses that you're not going to be the one that actually takes.Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他带摩西上山说：“你远远看到的那个地方，就是以色列人将会进去的那个地方，但是你就不会带他们进去。”
He brought Moses to the mountain top, and he told Moses that if you look ahead, this is the land that I'm going to bring the Israelites into, but you're not going to be the one.
因为以色列人常常去叛逆神，所以那一代的以色列人都进不去迦南地。 过了四十年以后，他们下一代的人才可以进去。
For that generation of Israelites, they rebel against God, and therefore God does not allow that generation to enter into the land of Canaan, but their next generation will be allowed to go in.
所以摩西自己知道他自己会死去，然后呢，他就苦口婆心的去跟这些以色列人讲啊，你们真的是需要相信神。爱神，然后教导你们的小孩。
So Moses knew that he was not going to be the one to take them to the land of Canaan, and he knew that he was going to die, and he wanted to make sure that the Israelites, from generation to generation, will love God, remember God's words, and to obey God's words.
所以在旷野，他们漂流了很长的一段时间，然后摩西就写了生命记，再一次去表示他们需要遵守的律法，需要做的事情。
So when they are still wandering in the wilderness, Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy to make sure to remind them what they should do to make sure that the next generation will still remember God.
下一章，所以生命记说什么呢？他说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你们的话都要记在心上，你要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Moses says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home or when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
十一章那一段也是差不多，然后呢他还加了后面说又要写在房屋的门框上并城门上，写你们和你们子孙的日子，在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们的地上得以增多，如天覆地的日子那样多。
So in chapter 11 it says the same similar things, and especially on verse 20 it says, write them on the door frames of your houses, on your gates.So that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land of the Lord, swore to you, swore to give your ancestors as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth.
摩西不单是知道他们会进入迦南地，但是呢，他也知道进入迦南地的当中其实是有很大的困难。
So Moses knows that the Israelites will enter into Canaan, but he also knows that when they get into Canaan, they're going to face a lot of difficulties.
他们需要面对很强大的敌人，要把他们赶走，然后才可以进去。
They're going to face very strong enemies, and they need to get rid of the enemies in order to live there.
他们住进去的时候，他们要安居，也是需要一切都需要依靠神。
And once they stay in Canaan, in order for them to live there peacefully, they also need to rely on God.
下一章，我们做中国人家长，甚至一些美国家长，我们都很想要教导小孩讲中文。
So many Chinese parents, or even nowadays, a lot of non-Chinese parents, they really want to teach their children Chinese.
有一些家长就是每个礼拜都会带小孩去中文班。
Some parents will bring their children every Sunday to Chinese school.
他们跟小孩讲话全部都是用中文的。
Now they insist on speaking only Chinese to their children.
然后这个家长我另外也有一些朋友，就是把家里所有的东西都已经张贴了这个中文字是怎么写的。
So this parent and also some of my friends also do this.That they will put the Chinese names on all the objects around the house.
另外有一些朋友就把他们的儿女暑假的时候就送他们回去国内或者是台湾、香港去学中文。
And some parents will send their children back to China, Hong Kong, or Taiwan to learn Chinese in the summer.
最特别的一个例子，我听说我有一个朋友的朋友，他为了让他小孩愿意跟他讲中文。他就假装不会英文。
So some extreme cases will be from a friend of my friends. that for the parents, in order for the parents to make the children speak only Chinese to them, they would pretend that they don't know English.
所以呢，他真的是跟小孩去买东西的时候，他就在那边假装不会说英文。
So when he takes his children out to buy things or shopping, he would just pretend that he does not know English.
所以许多年，他的小孩真的是只是跟他讲中文，然后以为他真的不会的英文。
So for many many years, his children will only speak to him in Chinese and really thought that he did not know any.
我不知道他小孩。就怎么会觉得他会上班会上班但是不会英文的
？So I don't know why his children would think that he's able to go for to go to work during the day, but still is not able to speak any English.
但是这父母都很成，到后来都有一些成果。
We also see that there are fruit from their hard working.
他们的小孩都真的会中文。
So their children's Chinese are all pretty good.
我有一个我小孩Jacob 跟他同一个幼稚园的时候呢，去同一个中文学校。
Jacob has a classmate when she was in kindergarten, and this child's been going to Chinese school since then.
Yeah, 然后Jacob 就没去，所以呢，现在Jacob 都不太愿意说中文。但是这个小孩他家长最近跟我说，他可以写读写看，全部都没问题。
Over all these years, Jacob becomes unable to speak or read in Chinese. However, this classmate is really good, and his father even bragged to me about how well he reads, writes, and speaks in Chinese.
所以神要我们教导小孩的时候，也是用这个精神，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
In the same spirit, when we teach our children about God, we have to use the same way.
就是教他们什么？不单是中文，是教他们神的话语。
What do we teach them? Not just Chinese, but teach the Word of God.
教他们我们的信仰。
And teach them our faith.
要用同样的心智去教养他们。
Use the same kind of dedication to teach them.
那教养小孩是有祝福的。下一页。
There are blessings that comes along with teaching your.Children.
对，那个所以呢，当以色列人在旷野走了很多很多年以后，他们即将进入迦南地。
So after many many years of wandering in the wilderness, the Israelites are about to enter into the land of Canaan.
他们面对的仇敌比他们又大又强。
Their enemies are bigger and stronger than them.
所以摩西告诉以色列人的时候说，如果你们遵守我所吩咐的一切诫命，爱神你的耶和华你的神，行他的道，专靠他，他必从你们面前赶出这一切国民，这是比你们更大更强的国民，你们也要得他们的地，凡你们脚掌所踏的地都必归你们，从旷野和黎巴嫩，并伯纳大河直到西海，都要做你们的警戒，必无一人能在你们面前站立得住。耶和华你们的神必照他们所说的，使惧怕恐惧临到你们所踏之地的居民。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses continues to say, if you carefully observe all the commands that I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you. Every place where you set your foot will be yours.Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as he promised you, will put the terror and fear of you on the whole land, wherever you go.
但是呢，如果他们不服从神的诫命的话，他们会受惩罚。
However, if they do not obey God's commandments, they'll be punished.
所以十一章那边说，看啊，我今日将祝福跟咒诅的话都陈明在你面前。你们若听从耶和华你的诫命，这是我今日所吩咐你们的，就必蒙福。 你们若不听从耶和华你们神的诫命，偏离我们今日所吩咐你们的道，去侍奉你们素来所不认识的神呢，就必受祸。所以这个是神的祝福跟咒诅都讲得很清楚。
So from the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 to 29, God tells us that you'll be blessed if you obey His commandments, but you'll be punished if you don't.
那我们其实呢，就是像以色列人那个时间也是差不多。
Right now, we're sort of in the same junction as when Israelites were in the junction of the entering into Canaan.
我们跟我们的小孩都面对很多挑战。
Both we and our children are facing a lot of challenges.
很多人是从中亚洲过来，然后我们都面对就是一个新的环境，在美国就是面对新的文化、新的语言。
Many of us came from Asia, and then when we came here, we face a new culture and new language.
然后我们的小孩长大的地方就是一个中国跟美国交界的文化交界点。
Where our children grow up, they are in the junction of both the Chinese and the Western culture.
在家里吃饭，在学校吃薯条。
Well, they eat rice at home, they eat French fries at school.
在家里讲中文，去到学校就讲英文。
They speak Chinese at home, speak English at school.
然后他们长大以后呢，都会面对很多新的环境、新的挑战。
When they grow up, they'll face more and more challenges in different new environments.
就是有社会的不平稳、动荡，然后这个温室的效应啊，然后还很多这个科技的日新月异。
So when they grow up, they're going to face a world of technological advances, social instability, even greenhouse effects, or even other cultural changes.
我们这个这个是一个就是描述将来我们的家里的 helper 是怎么样子的。
So this is a movie that's depicting what our household helpers will be like in the future.
然后就是而且他们在美国的话，他们也会面对很多挑战，就是他们信仰中的挑战。
Also, when our children grow up, they will also face challenges to their faith.
就是在世界上面告诉我们的文化，每年跟前一年都会有改变。
The culture of this world changes over time.
那当这些以色列人进入迦南地的时候，他们也会面对当地很多人的新的文化，然后新的神新的这个信仰。
So when the Israelites went into the land of Canaan, they will also face new cultures, new gods, and new influences.
所以他们的小孩跟迦南地的小孩，他们通婚去一起玩等等的时候呢，他们也会受同化。
So their children will interact with the children of Canaan. They will even intermarry with people there. So when they interact, they're going to be influenced.
所以摩西最担心的是他们会忘记他们的神。
So what Moses was worried about the most was that their offsprings will forget about God.
我们下一下一页，再下一页，再下一页。OK， 那个有一本书叫《Almost Christian》。
Yeah, the book is titled Almost Christian.
它是一个普林斯顿的宗教学的教授写的。
It's written by a theologist in Princeton. Theologian, sorry.
他就讲到有一个调查问卷调查了3300个美国的年轻人。
In the book is talking about survey on about 3,300 young people in the U.S.
调查就问了他们的信仰跟他们之后的生活的状况。
So the survey was asking about their faith and also what happens afterwards.
所以当他们问到他们这些 小孩，他们接受年轻人的信仰的时候，他说，有一个很普遍的，他们的信仰是这样子，是他说 cult of niceness， 就是说，你说。
So when they ask about the young people's faith, they display a common theme, and they believe in the cult of niceness.
就是基本上就是我是一个很友善的人。
Basically, they're talking about how they are a nice person.
那最重要就是做一个友善的人。
And what's most important to them, is to be a nice person.
他们的信仰是怎么样？他相信有一个神是创造我们的。
These young people, they believe that there is a God who creates us.
这个神呢，想要人是友善，然后对别人是公平的。
This God will like people to be nice and to be fair.
就好像圣经告诉我们一样，也像其他的信仰，就是别的宗教教训我们一样。
So this teaching will be consistent with the Bible and also consistent with all other religion.
那我们生命的最重要的目的呢，就是去做一个快乐的人，而且呢，就对自己就觉得自己蛮好的，这样子 feel good about yourself.
So the goal of our life is to be happy and to feel good about ourselves.
那神神对我们的生命呢就没有直接的关系，除了我们有需要的时候呢就需要找到神了。
So God usually doesn't really have much to do with our lives, but when we need God, He's there.
然后呢好人就会上天堂。
So if you're a good person, you go to heaven.
所以有一个十三岁的小孩他讲得蛮清楚的啊。
So a 13-year-old said this.
他是一个浸信会的小孩，他说神呢就好像一个很好很好的爸爸，他关心我，然后就差不多是这样子吧，就是好人就是了。你 read it.
Okay, so a 13-year-old Baptist. God is like a really great father who cares about all of us.Stuff like that, like a really nice person.
问题是在哪里呢？
What's wrong with this?
因为对新一代来说，信仰是有好处，然后呢，也是很友善的。
For the next generation, they feel that religion is beneficial and it's friendly.
但是没有对他们要求很多，也不对。他们也不是特别关心。
So their faith does not ask much from them, and they don't really care much about that.
因为他们生活的影响也不是很多。
And faith doesn't really have much influence to their regular lives.
但是这个调查另外一个调查出来的结果就是说，哎，为什么这些年轻人有这种信仰呢？
So another result from the same survey was revealing why these young people have such kind of faith, such kind of belief.
因为他们大概就是他父母就是差不多是这样。
That was because their parents are just like that.
就是他们父母就是当父母是大概是怎么样子的时候，小孩看到就会跟从，就是差不多样子。
When they see that their parents are like that, they become like that too.
所以当我们去教养年轻人的时候，我们如果告诉年轻人，哎，你。就是神会支持你的这个决定的，然后呢让他们既感觉良好，然后呢当我们有需要的时候我们就呼求神吧，如果否则的话就不需要不需要特别说跟神有特别的关系，你们就好好读书了，这样子。所以年轻人就有了这个信仰。
So we teach young people thatGod will support you, and you just try to be the nicest person you can be, and God doesn't really need to interfere with your life very much, but when you need God, He'll be there. Then they will receive this, and they will grow to believe in it.
但是在圣经里面讲的这个神是不是这样子的？
But do you think that the God described in the Bible is like this?
神不单是一个答应我们祷告的神，神是要求我们跟从神，他的神。
So God is not just a God who answers our prayers; He is also the God that asks us to follow Him.
神说，若有耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus said that for anyone who wants to follow me would put away everything and put up his or her own cross and follow me.
所以我们的神是出死入生，就是为了我们舍去他的生命，然后也呼求我们去把自己的生命交托。
So our God Jesus, he overcome death and then he resurrected. He also asked us to do the same and to follow him.
所以神要求的是一个牺牲的爱，不单是友善。
So what God asks for us is a sacrificial love, not just to be friendly.
也不是说whatever.
Or just say whatever.
我们所以圣经说，哎，我们教导小孩的时候，第一句他说什么？他就是说，我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，你要尽心尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So therefore, the Bible says that whatever I teach you, you have to remember and teach to your children. You have to love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
他也说，耶和华是我们神是独一的主。
It also says that the God is the one.
他也说，你们若留意谨守遵行我所吩咐这一切的诫命。
It also says that if you carefully observe all the commands I'm giving you to follow.
所以我们去跟从神的时候，我们是需要有牺牲。
Therefore, when we follow God, there is sacrifices.
我们会牺牲我们的钱财，我们的生命为了周边的人。
We need to sacrifice our wealth, our money, and also our lives for people around us.
那当我们太保护我们的小孩，不愿意他们做牺牲的时候，他们就会拿到这个信息。
So when we teach our children and when we are overprotective and teach them to not to sacrifice their lives and their wealth, then they will learn that from us.
所以很友善的这个神是怎么样呢？神是很好的，很友善的。然后呢，他也是你想要他做什么，他就会跟着做的。
So what does a friendly God mean? A friendly God is nice and friendly, and he does whatever you ask him to do.
但是呢，我们的神却不是这样子。
But our God is not like that.
他需要我们有牺牲的爱。
He requires us to have sacrificial love.
那这个家庭崇拜的历史是怎么样呢？
What is the history of family worship?
所以在这段经文还有圣经其他经文里面都有讲到就是我们在家里需要去教养儿童。
So from this passage and many other verses in the Bible, it told us that we need to have a family worship.
因为圣经很清楚说你们要教导你们的儿女。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that we need to teach our children.
那这本书叫 Neglected Grace, 它就是讲家庭崇拜的。
So such a book, Neglected Grace, is talking about family worship.
它就讲到，哎，其实这个基督徒有家庭崇拜有好就是从初期教会到现在2000年都有的。
And it's talking about the history of family worship actually dated back to the early churches.
他有讲到其实有三种崇拜。
It's talking about there's three kinds of worship.
我们有教会的崇拜，我们每个礼拜会主日来到一起去一起崇拜神。
There's a corporate worship, that means that we come to church and worship together every Sunday.
有个人崇拜，我们就是在家里有安静的时间，也有祷告去读经的时间。
There's individual worship, that's when we do Bible study and devotional on our own.
那但是另外一个就是家庭崇拜。
And the third one is family worship.
那家庭崇拜其实呢，一直从摩西那个时候已经教导以后已经有存在。
Even starting from the teachings of Moses, family worship was existent.
因为亚伯拉罕下一页亚伯拉罕 到处搬嘛，他年轻的时候跟神神叫他离开本族本家到我所要你去的地方哪里去，所以亚伯拉罕每到一个新的地方，他就会建一个新的祭坛。
So even from the time of Abraham, he moves around and he leaves his home country to wherever God leads him. Wherever he goes, he establishes an altar to worship God.
在出埃及记的时候呢，他这个律法有说你们做父亲的，你们要告诉你们的小孩，就是关于这个逾越节啊。还有神跟人的约啊，这是要让小孩明白这些约的意义。
In Exodus, it also tells the parents to teach their children about Passovers and all these meanings of their regulations, so that they can know God.
到新约的时候，保罗在以弗所书说：“你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训跟警戒去养育他们。”
In the New Testament, it also says.That fathers do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
然后在初期教会的时候，初期的教父这个叫John Chrysostom 他也是说就是他说你们做父亲的需要去教养儿女。
So even in early churches, John Chrysostom, he also says that fathers, you need to teach your children according to God's words.
每一个家庭就好像一个教会一样。
Every family is like a church.
每一个家庭的父亲就好像一个牧师一样。
Every father in the family is like a pastor.
甚至一直到Jonathan Edwards, 就是美国清教徒时代的一个神学家。
So even up to the time of Jonathan Edwards, and he is a Puritan at that time.
他只是说家庭教育是神祝福一个家庭最主要的管道。
And it says that family worship and education is the main means of grace of God.
如果这个管道失败了，其他管道都都不会很有帮助。
If these means fail, all other means are likely to prove ineffectual.
那1900时候呢，这个长老会也是积极去鼓励他们的信徒有家庭崇拜。
So in the 1900s, the Presbyterian churches also encourage every family to have family worship.
所以就是可能在1950年代以后呢，慢慢家庭崇拜就没有这么流行，就让教会的儿童主义学去取而代之。
However, starting in 1950s.The family worship started to decline, and then many families rely on children's Sunday school at church to take care of it.
但是其实并没有东西是可以取代在家里有崇拜的时间。
However, nothing can replace a family worship time.
但是家庭崇拜不是一个万灵丹。
However, we know that family worship is not like a silver.
我们不能够指望我们的小孩有家庭崇拜，他就会有特别一下子的改变。
We cannot rely on family worship only to expect our children to completely change.
家庭崇拜就好像一个 discipline 这样子，就好像去祷告去崇拜这样子。我们慢慢在当中去靠近神让神去改变我们。
So family worship is just one kind of discipline, just like prayers and Bible study and devotional. We need to gradually do it and be changed.
我们跟神的关系是透过这许多的方式去让我们可以成长。
So our relationship with God will grow in all these various ways.
那我们讲一下家庭崇拜的实践。
实战。So we'll talk about how to practice family worship.
虽然今天我们讲到许多内容是比较着重于有小孩的家庭。
Although today I talk mostly about for families with children.
但是回想起来，我们其实一直都有不同程度的家庭崇拜。
However, thinking back, we actually have various ways. types of family worship.
当美惠跟我拍拖的时候呢，我们一直都是分隔两地。
So when I was dating, I was dating long distance.
我们每天晚上都会有讲电话的时间。
So every night we spoke on the phone.
我们分享一些事情以后都会一起祷告。
We share about our days and we will always pray together.
这个可能是神的恩典。
And this is grace of God.
因为我跟美惠说我的国语其实没有这么烂的。
When I met my wife, I told her that my Mandarin was actually pretty good.
为什么呢？因为还可以娶到一个老婆嘛。
Because I was actually able to use my Mandarin to communicate with you and eventually marry you.
但是美惠说这个可能是一个神迹。
And my wife actually said that, well, this is actually a miracle.
让我连你这样子的国语都听得懂。
So he actually God enables me to understand the poor man
that you have.
And even I'm willing to marry you.
然后刚搬来 Ithaca 的时候呢,
and when we first moved to Ithaca,
其实是我一个人先搬来的。
I moved to Ithaca first.
然后呢就跟团契的弟兄姐妹也是住在附近。
And there are brothers and sisters who live around where I lived.
然后呢我们就常常会就是每天就是暑假的时候会每天就会有祷告的时间。
And during that summer, every day, I get together with brothers and sisters and pray together.
就是会可能看一下圣经啊，有祷告啊，聚会啊，这样子。
So we'll get together every day in the summer, and we read the Bible together, and we share, and we pray together.
反而呢，生了小孩以后每天搬过来生了小孩以后，我们就慢慢越来越忙。然后除了晚上跟小孩有祷告之外呢，然后就自己读经，但是就没有什么崇拜了。
Indeed, after my wife moved to Ithaca, and we have children together, then we actually have less time to do this kind of activities. And aside from prayers with our children at night, and we read the Bible on our own, we rarely have a family worship time together.
但是差不多一两个月之前呢，我们就开始有家庭崇拜。
However, about 1 or 2 months ago, we started family worship.
然后我们就通常是吃饭以后就有崇拜的时间。
So usually it takes place after dinner.
我们就一起看一段马太福音的经文。
So we read a passage in the book of Matthew together.
看几个verses 或者是半个 chapter 这样子。
So a few verses or half a chapter.
然后就讲一下，讨论一下。然后呢，所以家庭崇拜其实是包括几个方面，就是神的话语，然后敬拜，然后是祷告。
So there's a few components in family worship. There's a sharing of God's words, there's praise, and there's prayers.
我们都就是跟着这个去很简单的去有的时候长，有的时候短的家庭崇拜。
So we usually follow these few simple steps, and sometimes the family worship will be longer, some will be shorter.
然后我们可能就找一个 YouTube 的圣诗去唱。
And we'll find a praise or a hymn on YouTube, and we'll sing together.
然后我们就轮流祷告。
And then we'll take turn to pray.
那另外一个我们想要加入的一个环节就是有一些叫 catechism 要理回答。
So one more component that we would like to add is called catechism.
有一个Westminster 的 catechism 是蛮清楚的，把一些基要的真理去讲清楚的。
So we know that there's a Westminster catechism, and that's talking about the biblical principles.
它就是把基督教信仰的简介简单的清楚讲明。
So this is trying to introduce faith of Christianity in a simple way.
全部都是从圣经而来。
And all of these are from Bible.
但是是以问答的方式。
But it's in the form of question and answers.
比方说第一个说人生首要的目的是什么。
For example, the question will be, what is the major goal of your life?
人生首要的目的是荣耀神，以他为乐，直到永远。
And the goal of our life is to glorify God, to be rejoicing God until forevermore.
等等之类的，这些都是有圣经的根据。
So, the questions and answers will be things like this, and these are based on the Bible.
我们过了一段时间，我们问大家这个觉得家庭崇拜怎么样？都反应还不错。
After a while, I asked my family members about what they think of our practice of family worship, and they all responded positively.
因为家里的人可以把心里面的话在祷告的时间有一个时间去讲出来。
Because the family members can talk about what's in their mind during the time of prayer.
而且也有一个一起敬拜的机会。
And there's also time to worship together.
最近我去了纽约灵命健身会。
Just recently, I went to the New York Summer Conference.
他是有一个很老的传道人林三刚跟郭牧珍他们已经举办了几十年了。
And this conference was started by Bellman and Monica Lin.
所以呢，在进行会完了以后那一天呢，就有一个庆祝林三刚90岁的生日，还有64年侍奉神的时间。
So at the end of the summer conference, there was a celebration for Bellman Lin for his 90th birthday and his 64th year of full-time ministry.
所以他们林三刚是生于上海，然后呢，他们在他跟师母在上海认识，然后在台湾结婚。
Bellman Lin was born in Shanghai, and then he met his wife in China, and then they are married in Taiwan.
所以林三刚在交通大学国内交通大学毕业了以后做了工程师，然后呢在台湾造船厂里面做一个很好的工程师的职位。
So Bellman Lin, he graduated with an engineer degree from Jiao Tong University in China, and he also was an engineer in Taiwan.
但是后来神呼召他就放下他的工作，然后就做到了传道人，一直到现在。
Later, he was called to be a full-time minister, and he has been serving faithfully for 64 years until now.
所以69年就搬来美国。
In 1969, he moved to the U.S.
他们有10个小孩。
They have 10 children together.
然后呢，他们就去照养小孩的时候呢，他就发现小孩的文化观跟他们很不一样。
When they educate their children, they realize that these their children start to have a value system very different from theirs.
他就讲到他们小孩年轻的时候，他就会在家里有家庭崇拜的时间。
And he talked about how he would have a family worship time when the children are little.
然后这个是他的家族，后来他家族有42个人上台去一起唱诗歌。
So this is his family. There's 42 family members all together. They went up and sing a praise together.
因为有10个小孩配偶。小孩的小孩，小孩的小孩的小孩，这样子。
Because there's 10 children and their spouses and their children and children's children.
然后他那个有一个本纪念册子，就讲到他们的回忆，年轻的时候的回忆。
So there is a book, at that celebration is talking about their memories of when the children are young.
所以师母就说就吃完饭呢，就常常会有家庭，就是每天都会有家庭崇拜的时间。
The wife would talk about how they would have family worship every day.
小孩牙牙学语的时候呢，就教他在吃饭的睡觉之前有简短的祷告。
So when the children are still toddlers, you'll teach them how to pray before their meals or before their bedtime.
渐渐长大的时候，在吃饭之前呢，会唱一首诗歌，然后念一段圣经讲解一下，然后就背诵。
So when the children are older, they will have a praise together before dinner, and then they will read a verse together, and they also learn to memorize the verse.
然后一边吃饭就一边分享学校的生活。
And then they can share about their day or their what happens at school when they are having dinner together.
然后好的行为就鼓励坏的就更正。
So they will encourage good behaviors, and they will also correct their bad behaviors.
然后上中小学以后呢，功课比较繁重，但是因为不放心他们，然后呢，就早餐之后呢，就会唱一首 短歌，然后背诵一两节的经文。
Now when the children enter elementary school or middle and high school, the wives still want to make sure that they remember God. So then they will sing a song together and memorize a verse together at breakfast.
所以孩子们在这个比较开放的讨论会当中呢，就得到接纳。在新的国家跟文化当中呢，牧师就可以把有一个爱的空间让他们成长。
So these children, they actually came to a new country, a new culture. However, they are able to interact with the society, but still keep their value system.
然后他们现在下一页，那个这个是一个他其中一个女儿在两个礼拜之前写下来，就是谢谢他爸爸的一封小的信在那个小册子里面。
So this is a letter that one of the daughters wrote in the pamphlet.
他说感谢神给我们这样子支持鼓励忠心服侍神的父母，做我们一生的榜样。
She says that praise the Lord to give us parents who will support us, who encourage us, and they also dedicate their lives to serve the Lord.
今年在我们家的读经团契分享诗篇。
This year, our family worship time, we share about the book of Psalms.
有很多章节是当年我们清早吃饭的时候，你们规定我们一节一节去背的。
And many of those verses that actually I memorized them when I was little, and my mom and dad asked us to memorize during breakfast time.
感谢你将神的话从小就存在我心里。
Thank you for storing God's words in my heart when I was little.
使我们一生活在神的面前侍奉他。
So my whole life I can live in front of God and to serve Him.
所以这个是一个很大的祝福。
And this is a great blessing.
好，那我们就今天讲到这里然后这个就是他们崇拜以后一起上去唱一首诗歌。说一路我们救主引领，这是他们家庭崇拜时候常常唱的诗歌。
So this is a picture taken at the end of the celebration when all the family members went up and sing a praise together. It's titled All the Way God Leads Me.
我就简单读一下，因为没有时间唱歌。今天还有 Urbana 的分享。他说：“一路我们救主引领，沉浮世路何必求？难道我还怀疑他爱情？毕生既有他成就，神圣安慰，熟天生活，平信我可以从他得。我甚知道，凡事领我，他有美意，不必测。”好，那我们就这样子做一个祷告结束。
好了。